Do you ever feel like manifestation is just another thing on your to-do list that you don't have time for? Like your spiritual practice is something that you have to do? Honestly, you're not alone because I felt that way too. Something that's really changed my relationship with manifestation is blending it into my lifestyle so that no matter what I'm doing, I'm also manifesting. I call this manifestation as a lifestyle, and it's single-handedly made the entire manifestation journey more enjoyable for me, and I've seen my desires show up with a lot more ease. Manifesting as a lifestyle has made manifestation go from feeling like a task to something I just naturally do because it's who I am. If you'd like to learn more about this, I've created a step-by-step guide for you. I'll link it in my show notes so you can check it out. You're listening to the Affirmation Addict Podcast with Payal Corley. This podcast will teach you about the power of affirmations while making manifestation easy and accessible for you in order to enhance your spiritual consciousness. Thank you so much for being here. And now it's time to get started. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Affirmation Addict Podcast. My name is Payal, and today we are talking procrastination. I want this episode to feel like a little pep talk you can kind of keep coming back to if you're stuck in that state of literal stuckness. Like if you just are not doing the things that you know what you want to do, you know what's going to make you feel better, and you still are just staying stagnant, I want this episode to be something you can listen to as well as myself. I am literally recording this for the version of myself who was sitting on the couch just doom scrolling or watching movies because I didn't feel comfortable showing up in the way I really wanted to show up. And so I literally know how frustrating it is to have a large to-do list and keep pushing it off, even though you have the time, even though you literally could be doing it right now. There's something inside of you that is resisting it. And for a really long time, I was so confused. I was like, I used to think it was all these different layers. I peeled back different layers. I analyzed and I reprogrammed. And I was like, honestly, the only thing that's at the deep root of this is I'm scared. And I think there's two different types of fear that could be coming up that I want you to think about. Are you, whatever that thing is that you're pushing off, what are you scared of? Maybe you're scared of it not working. Maybe you're scared of putting in so much effort and that effort just goes to waste. And it's like, well, I could have just been doom scrolling or watching a movie or chilling or doing nothing. Or maybe you're scared of the unknown that comes with it because this hasn't been part of your normal identity and your normal story. So maybe that version of you who is super consistent and gets all of her to-do list items done, maybe that scares the crap out of you because you don't know what that looks and feels like because it is so unfamiliar. Maybe there's a version of you who is just scared of failing. Maybe there's a version of you who's scared of it messing up. Or maybe you're scared of actually making some really good changes and you just are so unfamiliar with it that you're scared of the uncertainty of the success. So there's two different types of failures in there. There's a fear of success and there's also a fear of failure. And they feel so similar. I think fear of failure feels a little bit more anxiety ridden, and fear of success, I feel like, makes me feel more numb, at least personally. Fear of failure, I'm just like, I don't want to mess up. I don't want to get rejected. I don't want people to say mean things about me because you're scared that you showing up will result in a failure. Versus fear of success is a little bit like, I'm not scared of necessarily what anyone else is going to say. I'm honestly scared of like myself. I'm scared of the unknown because it's so different for me that I have no idea how my life is going to change. And that uncertainty can be frightening. So just take a second and think about it. What came to mind? Did any of these like have an aha moment or a little ting in your head where you were like, this is exactly what's going on? Think about it. What are you procrastinating? What are you pushing off that you know you want to do, or maybe you don't know that you want to do it, but you have to do it? And what is it that you're pushing off, and what are you so scared of? This might not apply, but I feel like for most things, fear is an underlying thing. It could be a very unique and personal fear to you. It could be like a very specific fear of maybe this will happen and then people won't like me. And then because of that, I won't be able to progress in my life. You could have a series, like a string of fears connected to each other, but take some time and think about what is that fear? And then I want you to think about the fact that what is it doing to help you stay in that fear? Just acknowledge it, because fear is an emotion. Fear is a feeling. There's no truth behind that fear. There's no kind of evidence that this fear is going to happen in this situation. Maybe it's happened in the past. It could have happened in the past and you're scared of it repeating, but there is no guarantee or confirmation that it's going to happen again. That is all made up in our minds. And that is a protection mechanism. It's not like you're a bad person for having this fear. It's just the fact that you are trying to protect yourself and stay safe. And this fear is making you feel really, really unsafe. So think about it that way. Does this fear feel as scary when you look at it with less judgment? Because most of the time when we're procrastinating, we're really judging ourselves. We're so hard on ourselves. We're so almost angry at ourselves and embarrassed and shameful with ourselves. But when we realize that why we're doing it is because we're subconsciously or very consciously scared of something, you start to kind of peel back the mystery and you're able to identify, oh, it's a fear that's holding me back. And once you identify that fear, you can say, okay, I see that fear. I understand that fear. I get it. It is a very valid fear and it's allowed to live, but my fear doesn't have to dictate how I act. And that is where you start to get to take your power back, because I feel like we use our emotions as indicators for whether or not to take an action. However, I think that's kind of backwards. Our emotions are just little signals. They're not always true. They're very rehearsed. They're very learned. They're signals that might not be connected to what you're actually doing. They might be connected to something from your childhood or something that happened in a movie that you saw with someone else that really triggered you. So your emotions might not actually be your own, or they might not even be true for the situation that's at hand, because you haven't experienced the situation at hand because it's in the future. You've been pushing it off, actually. So if you think about it, your fear is allowed to live. Your fear is allowed to be present, but you're allowed to act even if that fear is present. Even if you're scared, you're allowed to do it anyways. And I know this does not sound revolutionary. I know this kind of sounds annoying, and you might have been hoping for a really powerful way to heal all procrastination. But really, for me, the biggest thing that's helped me shift my procrastination is knowing that procrastination is a manifestation of a deep, deep fear, working with that fear, acknowledging that fear. And even if that fear hasn't gone away, realizing that I'm allowed to do it anyway. And when I do it anyway, even if that fear is there, it starts to go away really quickly. Like doing it anyway, taking that action anyway, not procrastinating is your action to get rid of that fear. It's such a full circle and it feels so obvious when it's explained this way. And I get it. You might be procrastinating something that you've been pushing off for months, maybe even years. Trust me, I have been there. I have done that in so many areas of my life. I literally think I am a clean procrastinator, but I'm also really good at taking action when I'm scared, because I know that I have the power to choose my emotions, just like you do. Your emotions and your fears might be creating so much turmoil within, but you do have the conscious willpower to act anyway. You can cry as you're acting. I've done that. You can feel scared as you're acting. You can feel super uncertain as you're acting. But just that small step of knowing that you can take your power back is probably one of the most significant moments in this process of trying to shift out of that procrastination state, because you're able to act anyway. You're not paralyzed by your fear. You notice it. You're not dismissing it. You're not pretending like it's not there. You're owning it and you're acknowledging it, but you're choosing to do so anyway. It's almost like compartmentalizing yourself and saying, there is a fearful version of me. There's a version of me who's procrastinating, and there's a version of me who's already done it. And there's a version of me who's doing it while she's scared. And all of those can coexist at the same time. You are so multidimensional. So tapping into the different versions of yourself, not judging one or the other, not saying one is better than the other. They're all trying to do the best they can, but just tuning in like channels on a radio. That's what I like to call it when you're shifting your emotions, because we've experienced the full range of human emotions. However, we forget that our human emotion, we can choose it on purpose, because your brain and your body does not know the difference between what's real and imagined. You're able to choose to recall a memory or to just literally say, I am choosing to feel happy. I'm choosing to feel joy, and tap into those feelings with different somatic techniques. It's not as simple as just thinking it, but that's kind of the gist of it. It is so simple that you can start to choose how do you want to feel as you're taking this action, and you are able to start shifting out of that procrastination mode. I always get a ton of questions in my DMs from people asking how I can manifest X. The truth is, you can really manifest anything as long as it's for the greatest good. And if you're having trouble manifesting something right now, or you feel stuck on your journey, I have a really beautiful resource I've made for you. It's a free quiz. It's called the Manifestation Archetype Quiz. And it's something that I've created so you can find out your manifestation style to give you more clarity on your spiritual journey. After taking the quiz, you're going to receive the best resources for your specific archetype to help you attract your desires based on where you're at and what you want to create. So you can find a link to the quiz in the show notes, or just head to my website at www.affirmation-addict.com. So if you are stuck in that state, I want you to acknowledge the fear that's at hand. There is some sort of fear. You might have to dig really deep and wipe away a lot of dust, but there is probably a deep-rooted, and it might even seem completely unrelated, fear that is at the root. And once you can own that, you immediately free yourself, because I think there is so much power in admitting and acknowledging than there is in completely healing and releasing the fear. I think acknowledging it for what it is way more impressive than kind of overcoming it, because I think that's the first step to overcoming it. So give yourself permission to admit what you're afraid of. You don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to judge yourself for it. Write it out in a journal. Maybe you're just pondering it through self-reflection. And once you notice that fear, start to reframe and ask yourself, okay, well, what would be different if this fear didn't exist? What would it be like if I didn't feel this fear? What's a version of me who isn't afraid? And what does that look like? And start to kind of normalize your nervous system, normalize the immediate kind of fight or flight response that's probably kicking in, which is why you're not able to actually do these actions, even though you know they're good for you, such as like working out or drinking more water or doing your spiritual practice, like whatever it is. There's probably something that you know consciously is good for you, but because subconsciously it's putting you in a state of panic and fight or flight, you're not going to do it. Your body will not let you get there because it is unsafe for you naturally, which is so cool that our bodies work like that. So instead of demonizing your procrastination, use it as a tool for information, and then you're allowed to start acting anyways. You're allowed to take a small step and do it scared, because doing it scared and acknowledging the uncomfortable feelings and the resistance and allowing yourself to do something scared is probably one of the most freeing things you can do, because I don't think that was normalized. I don't think we're used to, oh, I'm allowed to feel scared and still do it. I think we feel the pressure and the need to feel good, feel motivated, feel inspired, and then do it. But that's not always the case. You do things when you're nervous. You do things when you're scared, and that's completely okay too. And that applies to things that you know consciously are good for you, but there's some sort of disconnect inside. There's some sort of fear that's holding us back, and you still can do it. And that's where you get to reclaim your power. You get to reclaim your inner strength, your inner power, and really reclaim the fact that you are the creator of your reality. You are the one who gets to decide how she shows up, what actions she takes, because your fear is just a piece of information. It is an emotion. It is a very valid emotion, but it's also just information. And we don't have to hold ourselves back just because of that information. We can act a little bit differently. We can act with a little bit more grace. You can act with a little bit more kindness to yourself. You can act with a little bit more patience and maybe take a smaller step rather than trying to go the full kind of 9 yards. Maybe you take one step in that direction instead of trying to literally run an entire mile. Maybe you just go on a 2-minute walk. You know, there's so many different ways you can step out of procrastination and into taking your power back. And this is one of my favorite ways. So ask yourself these questions, do it anyways, notice the fear, and then spend some time brainstorming that best case scenario, brainstorming the opposite of what happens when this fear isn't there. What happens when this fear is false? What does that look like? And give yourself the opportunity to play around with and explore some of these possibilities, because you will surprise yourself when you can kind of snap out of that procrastination lens and put on a different pair of glasses to live your life through. You become so much more empowered. So I invite you to do it, even if it makes you uncomfortable. Do it even though you know you're a little bit scared, and see how that feels. I know this is not the most inspiring or most like healing way to do something. However, it is probably the most effective, and it's probably the most transformational, where you will actually heal the parts of you that are scared by doing this anyways, because you're proving to yourself that you are safe still. You're proving to your nervous system that you are alive still, and you're teaching yourself how to regulate yourself no matter what is coming your way. So it is so, so powerful. Give yourself the credit to do it and start to take your power back. So I hope this episode helps you. Literally come back and listen to this at any point. Whenever you're stuck in that procrastination rut, this is for you, okay? I love you, and happy non-procrastinating. Bye. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If this episode resonated with you, it would mean the world to me if you could rate and review the podcast and share it on your social media, so I know to keep creating episodes that are inspiring you to manifest. I'm so genuinely grateful for the time we shared today, and I'd love for you to join the community by following @affirmationaddict on Instagram. To continue diving into spirituality and manifestation, head over to my website, affirmation-addict.com. Until next time, I'm sending you so much love and so much healing energy.